This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a place that you've just eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. And we'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building. We're right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You still have plenty of time to come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show at the same time. And so, Mike, it's Friday. I keep saying it's Friday, and it's actually pretty nice out, too. It was nice, and every morning I put my coat on, and I walk out to the mailbox in my pajamas.
Oh,
and,
you do?
And Daryl's shoes. You know, so what a sight that must be, right?
Wow.
Yes, I do that every
morning.
How come
that's not on Facebook, Carol?
Know, right? No. But I was surprised, and I put my mittens on. I always wear gloves all the time. My hands are always cold. I wear them probably up until like June or July sometimes, I swear to God. And so I you know, got all bundled up, and I walked out, and I was like, whoa, it's pretty warm out here today.
Well, even though it should be warmer than it is, it was 3 years ago during this week, 5 days in a row, the temperatures were between 75 and 85 in March. That was just in 2012,
three years ago.
That was the year that ice out on the Big Lake was like the 28th of March or something.
Wow.
The earliest ever. And we're paying for it this year, aren't we?
We are. Oh, my gosh. The snow was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy,
hey, well,
crazy.
It is Friday, which is a very fun time in a lot of people's minds. You have a little party planned here today in the Beacon Building that if folks were downtown getting ready to go home from work, you know, yeah, okay, you can go to Shaskeen after you come down and get a little free entertainment and, what, wine and cheese?
Yes, it's called Spring Fling. My brother and sister-in-law are putting it together. And, Spring Fling at the Beacon Building from 4 to 6. We're going to have some wine and cheese. And my nephew, Elliot, who has a gift, like, unbelievable. He plays the piano by ear. And
shouldn't you use your hands instead? Sorry.
But he knows no musical notes. Mm-hmm. He hears something, and then he just plays it. I mean, it is amazing. He plays Phantom of the Opera. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Does he would play chopsticks? That's always my favorite one to hear.
I'm sure he does. He does unbelievable. So right. It's going to be a four-piece ensemble today, including a singer. And, so come on over to the
really?
Beacon Building. Yes.
This is like the perfect place
Isn't it?
For
They've
that.
Been practicing.
Like a little cocktail reception. And you have wine, did you say?
Wine and cheese today.
And cheese?
4 to 6.
You
should stop by. Yes, it's all free.
I would, but I will be hosting an a cappella show for Symphony NH at the Dairy Field tonight. Show starts at 6:30. Including an a cappella group from Tufts University called the Beelzebubs. And they were on a national show a couple years ago called the Sing Off, which was a competition for a cappella groups. And there was also a group from Dartmouth that was on, but this particular season, the Beelzebubs. So they're starring, and there'll be a bunch of other people who are into, you know, music without instruments. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I love those groups. I think they're...
It's fun.
Very cool.
It sounds really good. So you also have another event to share coming up soon.
Coming up on next Wednesday, mm-hmm. April 1st, is the Iron Chef event. Yesterday we had Vivian Green from Good Life. That is who it's going to benefit. And that's actually where it's being held, at Good Life in Concord. And they can get tickets at goodlifenh.org. They're $25. And there's going to be three chefs that are going to be competing. And listeners, you can buy tickets. But people that attend it's from 5:30. Yeah, 5:30 it starts, 5:30 to 7:30. And from 5:30 to 6:30, the three chefs are going to be having some of their food available mm-hmm. for people to eat.
And where's this again?
At Good Life in Concord. It's on North State Street, 254 North State Street. And it should be really fun. So they'll get to come in and eat, and then at 6:30, the event starts. And the three chefs have a half hour to prepare what they're preparing. No one knows what they're preparing. And the main ingredient has to be chocolate. So,
okay, so explain, because not everybody has seen the Iron Chef show. Is it kind of go similar to that, or is it kind of a hybrid version?
They know ahead of time that they need to come up with something, you know, with the main ingredient being chocolate. And like I said, they'll have a half hour to prepare it. And I guess they're going to be up a little high, so people sitting, you know, everybody will be able to see them. And the judges will be off to the side. And I'm one of the judges.
Huh?
I am. Chef Nicole is going to be there as well.
Oh, good.
And it should be really fun. Yeah, so they'll have a half hour to prepare it.
I don't know if you've seen Iron Chef.
Yes.
I mean, typically, the mystery ingredient might be fish or
sometimes it's
squash.
Crazy things.
But chocolate.
Chocolate.
Now, do you think most people will use that to make a dessert?
Will
they do like mole maybe? Or I have a feeling you're going to have three dishes of mole.
Anxious to see what they're going to come up with.
And do they have a pantry from which to select all the other things they need to round out their dish?
I think they just were told they have to do something with chocolate and whatever they bring.
Bring their own,
that's everything.
Their own pantry.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, now this gives them a chance to at least come up with a recipe. I'm going to be hosting something in May called Fire and Fusion, which is very similar to the show Chopped, where you show up, you have no idea what they're going to give you. You get four mystery ingredients that can be like gummy bears or pork tenderloin. I mean, they're just, you look at it and you say train wreck. But they whip together amazing meals. These people will not know ahead of time, as yours will.
Right, exactly. I could never see. I can cook, but I could never open up a basket and look at ingredients and then come up with something like that.
No.
I don't know, because some of the ingredients. I don't know. What would you do with, like, actually, I think I watched one once and it was something like gummy bears or juicy fruits or something. And they like
Swedish fish or
they
whatever.
Melted it and did it in like a, you know, it was like a sauce or.
But. Yeah, that's always the thing they do when they have something, I don't know what to do with it, I'll put it in a sauce.
Right, it's true.
But they don't want you to hide the mystery ingredients. They want it to have some part of the profile in this whole thing.
Yes.
And they'll take points away if, okay, well, anybody can melt a gummy bear, but what can you do with it so that we still know it's a gummy bear, but it's really good?
Exactly.
Well, that'll be fun. All right, so is there a number they can get for information? Or
They can go to goodlifenh.org, and all the information is right on there.
Okay.
And, so next Wednesday night.
That's
$25
awesome.
Per person.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Do you have any prizes from the Red Arrow Prize Closet or the WTPL Prize Closet?
We sure do. We have gift certificates to the diner, gift certificates to Jay's Tavern.
Okay.
And we still even have a couple of 5-pound bags of flour from King Arthur Flour.
Really?
Yes.
I see that. That would interest me.
Oh, and we also have 30 days free to Integrity Health Coaching.
Oh. Wow.
So,
all right. So this is a very nice prize bundle right now.
It is.
For today's, let's see, we're calling it the Food for Life Brain Buster, Food for Thought Brain Buster. And I may have misplaced it here. Oh, wait a minute. I'll find it. I got it. All right. Here's the Food for Thought Brain Buster, ladies and gentlemen, for today. First, give the phone number because people might want to jump right on here.
Yes. The number 866-823-1077.
It's a toll-free number, 866-823-1077, 1077. If you can answer this question, or just take a wild guess. Lines are open. We've cleared the lines, and you are now able to get through to answer the following brain buster. What non-traditional thing do one-third of people admit they have with breakfast? Took a survey, and one-third of people admitted that they have this non-traditional thing at breakfast. What is that one thing that we're looking for?
A third.
866-823-1077. You should get on the phone right now, even if you don't know, because why would you know this unless you lurk in the same websites that I do? Phone number again, 866-823-1077. What non-traditional thing do one-third of people admit they have at breakfast?
Non-traditional.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that really opens it up to a lot of things.
It does. Mm-hmm. But a third, that's a...
Yeah, admit they've done. Doesn't mean that they make a habit of it.
Right.
But they have, and I don't think I ever have. I mean, I need cereal, or I need eggs and bacon. I'm really traditional at breakfast. I would never have this.
Ooh, well, breakfast. Josh is going to take a stab at this. Hi,
hey,
Josh.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. What's up for the weekend?
Not much. Just enjoying the weather.
All right. Well, Josh, what non-traditional thing do one-third of people admit they have at breakfast?
All right. Well, my girlfriend says one thing. I'm going to take a wild shot here, though. I'm going to guess pizza.
I knew we would get that guess, and that is not the answer. Was that her guess or yours?
That was her guess. I was going to guess ice cream.
All right. Well, let me just say yours is closer than hers.
Oh. All right.
In your face, girlfriend.
Yeah, in your face. You hear that? How do you like them apples?
No, apples is not the answer either.
Oh, man. I don't get a double guess here? Since it, you know?
No, well, you took a double guess.
Yeah, you are.
I need that flower, you know?
Where put your girlfriend on the phone. Do we have any other people standing by?
Hold on.
We do.
Okay.
Cindy.
Oh. All right.
Oh, we love, okay.
All right, well, the other caller dropped off. Is your girlfriend there, Josh?
Yes, I'm here.
So, what is your first name?
Tammy.
Tammy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Seriously, when's the last time you had pizza for breakfast?
Oh, God, a while ago.
You open up a can of Heineken with it?
No.
No. Now, when you have pizza for breakfast, do you typically go with heating it up or do you like it cold?
Cold.
Yeah. And what's a great topping on a pizza for breakfast?
Cheese. Just plain old cheese.
Just plain cheese pizza, huh? All right, that's
yep.
Fair enough. All right, so Josh's answer of ice cream is not really that close, but it is getting in the closer direction because sugar is a major ingredient in the answer that we're looking for.
Oh, God.
See, I'm actually giving her a third try here.
You are.
Uh-huh.
You're being nice, Mike.
I don't know.
I would not do that. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, the diner, there's so many people that come to the diner mm-hmm. and eat lunch for breakfast.
Sure.
And, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Which they can do because you've got everything available, right? All the ingredients,
right?
24 hours a day.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, thanks for your call. I hope I didn't cause any kind of a breakup here in the relationship.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks. All right, so the Food for Thought Brain Buster, what non-traditional thing do one-third of people admit they have at breakfast? We know it's not pizza. We know it's not ice cream, but I gave you a clue. It is loaded with sugar.
Ooh, 866-823-1077. Give us a call. And we have Kevin that would like to take a try.
Hi, Kev.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Well, pretty good. How about you, man?
Good, thank you.
So,
nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely great to be back. Carol is treating me really well. And we're lining up a lot of guests that I'm told will be bringing food into the show here. So I may have to sign on in integrity with Carol here once
it's for women.
Oh, it is?
It's health for women.
That makes it even more attractive to me. I can be the one token guy. Do you want me to get a lawsuit going here? What do you mean you won't let a man in?
You talk to Rocco about that.
I'm going to meet Rocco Monday.
You are going to meet Rocco.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I don't mean to leave you out of the conversation. All right, so one-third of people surveyed said they have actually had this at breakfast.
I have a stepson, and he has Coke every morning for breakfast.
The answer is soda. You are correct.
That was Bob's guess.
I can't believe it.
You won, Kevin.
You are correct. So you said that you have, a stepson?
I have a stepson, Sean. He's 36. They drink Coke in the morning for breakfast.
Ooh.
Let me just say, you need to disown him. That is absolutely disgusting.
I know it is. He's trying to cut down.
Oh, yeah. I can tell. He's 36. I've been trying to cut down since I was 16.
So I think I read that somewhere a month or two ago somewhere, too. That's why it kind of, you know, like a light bulb went off in my head. I either read it somewhere, and then I see young people do it all the time. When you go out to eat to Belmont Hall or someplace, and Coke.
Well, there you go. Well, I am happy to report, my friend, that you are the proud owner of what, Carol?
You are going to get a nice prize package. We have a gift certificate to the Red Arrow, gift certificate to Jay's Tavern, and a 5-pound sack of flour from King Arthur Flour.
So we want you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, hold the line, and Bob will get your information, tell you how to get your prizes. And I want you to call next Friday and tell us that you talked your stepson out of having soda for breakfast, or just get rid of all the bottles. Just pour it down the toilet. Or not. All right, thank you very much. All right, so Tom Boucher is in the house, and he's our next guest coming up in just a couple moments.
That's right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Thank you. Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And let's welcome our next guest. We are in studio with Tom Boucher, CEO and owner of Great New Hampshire Restaurants, which is the management company for Cactus Jack's, T-Bones, and Copper Door. So welcome, Tom, to
Thank
Food
you for
Thought.
Having me.
Yeah, we're very happy
I
that
love
you're
your studio.
Here. Thank you.
I don't know how many pictures you put up on Facebook of this, but it is, in my 44 years of radio, the most unique and most attractive studio I've worked in.
It really is. And I love how when you're up in the lobby, you can see down and see what's going on.
It's
really neat.
It's like the Green Monster. You people sit up there and watch the show.
It's true. We have a cart, too, that sometimes when we have chefs come on and they bring some samplings, we'll go upstairs with the cart and the remote mic and people will, you know, try some food and it's fun.
Sure.
Fun interacting.
Well,
so.
First off the bat, I haven't seen you in a while, Tom. You have trimmed down. I mean, I can say that because it's that obvious. And you look terrific.
Thank you very much. So, it's hard to tell on radio, but.
Well, yeah, that's why I have to explain it in a little play-by-play. All right, so what have you lost and how have you done it?
Well, it's been about 14 months and I've lost just under 45 pounds. And as I tell people, it's a really complicated, sophisticated plan.
All right, so folks, you should write this down at home.
Pay attention.
Ready.
All right.
Eat less, exercise more.
That really is what you need to do.
Eat less and eat healthy. I mean,
exactly.
You know, even in our restaurants, you know, we have big portions, and it's not that I avoid them, because I certainly do. I had a delicious CBC sandwich with French fries last Sunday, but you know, I don't eat that every day. You know,
exactly.
Like today at lunch, I had seared scallops with sautéed spinach and mushrooms at Copper Door, and it was perfect. It was just enough. It was healthy. And so I just try to do that at least, you know, probably 90% of the time. That's how I eat.
Exactly. You know, right. Rocco says 80-20. You're good 80% of the time, you know, that's.
And the exercise certainly allows you to go that little extra every now and then, you
exactly.
know. And I stay away from the sweets. I never, you know, of course I do, but I just try to just pay attention.
And what about, you know, cocktails and things? I mean, those are the hidden calories, you know.
Well, that's a little different. I didn't say less cocktails.
Oh, okay.
And again, you need to make better choices with
certainly.
The cocktails. Yeah. You know, margaritas, that's like the worst,
It certainly
I
is.
Think.
My go-to is a Tito's martini, straight up, one olive.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See? And that's not that many calories.
Not nearly like a margarita,
exactly.
for sure.
I like wine. I'll drink my Cabernet.
Wine's good, too.
And, yeah, so it's really, see, you can still make healthy choices with drinking, too.
You can. Well, I did promise earlier that as we talk about your career and your time with the company, which, I mean, you just started out as a hired hand back in the day, but I was teasing Carol with the fact that this was not really on your radar, being in the food industry and hospitality, when you were in college.
No, it was, it certainly wasn't. I mean, the closest I ever got to working in a restaurant was I was pouring draft beers at the college pub, you know, like that was what I did.
Yeah.
And then I graduated 1987 with a degree in chemistry from Merrimack College.
Chemistry.
And, yeah. Putting that to good use right now.
Well, I mean, there certainly is chemistry and food to some degree, but
you know,
what were you going to do with it?
Well, that was the whole thing. You know, and a lot of kids stress these days about what they're going to major in, what are they going to do? And at 22 years old, you don't know what you're going to do. You really don't. And I got my degree. I ended up getting a full scholarship to get my master's at Villanova. I went there for 6 months, and I was surrounded by really smart people wearing white lab coats. And I said, okay, this is not where I just didn't feel it inside.
Yeah.
So I left and I went back home, started waiting tables at Hudson T-Bones. That was our second location. And within, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 months, a manager at the time approached me and said, you ever think about being a kitchen manager? Now I didn't even know what a spatula was or you know, a brazier and nothing. I had no idea. I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. So I started training in the kitchen, and 6 weeks later, I was a full-time kitchen manager at Hudson T-Bones. And then I continued to work my way up different positions and became the general manager at Bedford T-Bones. And then I was a director of dining room operations for a few years. At that time, we had 4 restaurants. I was the founding owner of Cactus Jack's with the founding owners of T-Bones. And then in 2004, I became CEO of the company, and at the time I became an owner at T-Bone, so there were 4 of us that were owners along with the 3 founders. In 2007, two of the founding partners, who are older than myself, are they retired, and my partner Mark and I, the other founder, bought them out. And since then, we opened Laconia T-Bones and Cactus Shacks, and then we opened Copper Door.
Hmm.
So it's a very strange path.
I never ever knew that.
You probably never would have thought it would come to this.
Yeah, I there are times where when I tell this story, because mm-hmm. I've told it a number of times, it's astounding to me that how did I get here? You know, it certainly was not planned at all. It just kind of happened, and that happens a lot in our industry, where people they get the bug, they get in the industry and they love it, and you have to have a love and a passion for this industry, because it's hard work, the margins are low, the hours can be long, and the hours can be difficult, nights, holidays, and weekends. So you got to really love what you're doing. And that's probably what I love the most about this industry, is that the people that are doing it, they love it. You know, they're not doing it because it's just something for them to do.
I've known and met many of your managers at all the locations, and as I understand it, when they get to a certain point, they are actually offered a piece of ownership.
Yep.
And I think, I don't know how many places do that. What a great way to encourage longevity for people you really want.
Yeah, we kind of, I don't want to say copied exactly, but it's a similar type approach that Outback Steakhouse started years ago. Outback had a profit sharing plan, and we stepped it up a little bit higher than that and said, instead of just offering profit sharing, we gave them real equity ownership in the restaurants. They had to be a certain criteria as far as longevity, and they actually had to physically invest money, as well as we gave them some sweat equity. So every single one of our locations has an operating owner. Some of them have two, and they own between 2.5% or 5% of that particular restaurant, and some of them own in multiple restaurants. There's about 12 key people that have been with us for 25 years or more that own a small percentage of one or several of the restaurants, and it's been really, really terrific. They're highly regarded. They're great example setters. They're teaching that next generation about what it is to invest in the time and effort for your career and your company, and here's what you get in return.
That's awesome. Talk to me a little bit about the fact that you have made it a priority to be very involved in the community. I mean, I see you at a lot of fundraisers. I know that you give a lot of product away. But you've, I think, actually started another, I guess, kind of arm of Great New Hampshire Restaurants to that end.
Yeah, we did. You know, and it's been, again, this is one of those things that wasn't necessarily planned. But as we got down the road, we realized it just made a lot of sense to continue to give back to the community and different organizations. Because, quite frankly, 90% of our business are local people. You know, they're people that live right in the area. We're not in a tourist destination. And many of these people have different organizations that they're involved with. And we wanted to give back to them because they've given so much to us. So we started our own nonprofit last year called Feed NH. It's the Great New Hampshire Restaurants Charitable Trust. And the FEED is an acronym that stands for We're Helping Families, Education as it Relates to Culinary, Elderly, and the Disadvantaged. So, and what we do is we support other nonprofits that in New Hampshire that support those various groups that need some help.
That's very cool. And you certainly have the face of many of your restaurants is Chef Nicole Barrera.
Yes.
Who I'm not sure how she started or where she started, but she has somehow been held near and dear by a lot of people, and the pink coat has become her trademark.
Yeah,
and
you know, in a very, and again, I could tell you stories very similar to my own. Nicole, it was almost the same exact story, where she graduated with a degree from Southern New Hampshire University in culinary arts, and she came to us, asked to be a manager, and we traditionally don't hire a manager right off the street. We always promote from within. We found that that works the best because they understand our culture, they know our systems, our organization. So we started her as a server with the intent that in 3 months she'd be starting to train. And sure enough, she did. She was one of the opening managers for our Laconia T-Bones. She quickly did a terrific job there. And then she approached me and said, "Can I take a sabbatical?" I said, "A sabbatical? I've never even taken a sabbatical." So, but you know what? She was very upfront and said, I have an opportunity. I'm young. I want to go to, she went to Thailand, and she went there for a couple months. We stayed in touch over the phone. And while she was away, myself and our agency, Lori Dedeman from mm-hmm. LTD, we came up with the idea because she had started to kind of dip her hands into the creative process of our menus because she's culinary arts. She's a chef. And so we came up with the idea and said, you know what, let's make her our corporate chef and start to develop both Cactus Jack's and T-Bone's menu and really put a face behind our brand, and including the pink chef coach, which was intentional, because it's unique. You know, it's rare that you see a female chef heading up, you know, an organization like ours for the culinary side of it. And her personality is, as you know, is over the top. You know, she's just a fun person to be around. She's energetic. She's really bright. So in that capacity of being the corporate chef, of course, with only six Cactus Jacks and T-Bones, it's not a full-time job. So I started having her take on some of the marketing roles. So myself and her and Lori, we would work together as a team to kind of hold our marketing. Then, I don't know, it's probably 3 or 4 years ago, she took it over completely. She's our marketing manager now as well. And she's terrific. I mean,
she is excellent.
She's my my wife. She'll laugh at this, but she's my event wife. She and I will attend events together. We're going to the City Year event tomorrow night at the Wentworth. Because she's fun. She's fun to be around, and she's a great face for us in the community.
I didn't see you last week at Dancing with the Stars.
No, I was away. I was dying. They sent me the video. I was away on a little trip away on vacation.
I went just to see her.
I saw the video. She was unbelievable.
She was.
I knew she would.
I can't even believe she didn't win.
She's a great dancer, and I think she did some gymnastics when she was younger, too. So.
Well, she must have.
I can see that. Yeah. She's so tiny.
Yeah.
She was doing flips, and oh, my goodness. It was crazy.
I guess
I just want to tell you two more quick stories about about employees that have risen like that, because we try to really be a company that promotes from within and provides opportunities for people beyond coming in as a server or a cook. And I'll just give you two quick ones. One is Lisa Allen. She's our chief administrative officer. Lisa started as a server, became a bartender, became an assistant manager. And at the time when I was I just started as CEO, she approached me and said, "Hey, I really want to work in the office. I know I can help you guys do more things. I know I can free up some of your time." So I said, "Okay, I'll start you at like 8 hours a week part-time." Within a matter of time, it grew to a 40-hour a week job. And a year later, she became the office manager. And now she's our chief administrative officer. She's an owner in the company. She holds so much for us. And this is a girl that started. She has a degree in college, but she started as a server. And now she's got this big fancy job, and she's doing an unbelievable job with it. Tanya Randolph, she started as a server with us. She has her social degree, master's degree. She approached me and said, "I really want to do more in the philanthropic work that you folks do." Took her into the office, made her part-time, 8 hours a week. It grew and grew and grew. She's our community events coordinator, and she heads up our charitable trust now. So she's doing exactly what she went to school for and for a company that she started out, you know, as a server.
This is Food for Thought. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Our guest, Tom Boucher, CEO and owner of Great New Hampshire Restaurants, but you know them as T-Bones, Cactus Jack's, and Copper Door. Let's talk about Copper Door for just a moment. It was pretty much unlike the other restaurants. I guess it would be upscale comfort food dining. I don't want to put the label on it.
You nailed it. Yep, you nailed it.
That was a challenge, as I understand. I mean, there were a few bumps in the road that I don't know if you anticipated them, but it was different than the other restaurants.
I mean, Carol will speak to this too. It's very, very hard to open a new restaurant. I don't care if it's a brand that you're already operating. It's extremely hard, and consumers, I think, sometimes underestimate. You know, if you go to the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, it runs like clockwork. Maybe the new one in Londonderry, people expect it to run like that. Or is it Londonderry or Derry?
Londonderry.
Londonderry. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time for the staff to know the steps they need to take to find that bottle of ketchup that's not in the same place it is in Manchester. You know, and there's just those little things. And when you're opening a new concept at the location that we had with the pent-up demand for that level of dining, We were completely overwhelmed. I mean, we did not execute in the first 3 months. We did tremendous volume.
Right.
We were prepping food 24 hours a day. We actually had two of our head guys from T-Bones prepping food overnight. We had to have a refrigerated truck to store the prepped food because we didn't have enough room in the walk-in.
Oh my goodness.
So we were overwhelmed, and it's, you know, and it hurt us for the first 6 months. You know, we turned away a lot of people the 3 months after we opened. We were busy, and then the next 3 months it was tough, but we just kept banging at it and working at it and working on those systems and controls, and now it's running really, really good. I mean, we're executing at a very high level now.
You
3 years later, I might.
Sure. But nothing is overnight. You talked about the pent-up demand. Would that be the people that miss CR Sparks?
Absolutely. I mean, there was no question. And I don't try to pretend it's a secret. I loved CR Sparks. I mean, it was one of my favorite places. And many people were disappointed when they closed mm-hmm. or sold. And we saw a huge hole in that market. I mean, we joked about it. We called them CR Sparks refugees. They just kind of scattered and went to all the places all around. And people wanted a place that they can say, okay, no, I want to go just to this place and call it my home now. I mean, if you go to Copper Door on a Thursday night now, it's just, we have live music.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we have live acoustic music, and it's just a really comfortable, fun atmosphere. I was there last night. You know, it's just a great place to go.
I mean, Daryl and I go, we live like right almost next door, and I'm there like at least a couple times a week.
Well,
I mean,
thank
your
you.
Staff is so good, and, you know, mm-hmm. everybody is just wonderful. It's very, very good.
Hey, I want to tell you about something that's coming up that most people may not even know yet. I don't know if you know, but we're opening a T-Bones Market. Did you hear about that?
No.
My next question was, what's next?
Okay. Well, so we bought an old closed grocery store in Manchester called Golems. It's on Union Street.
Someone told me
yes.
that.
So what we bought it for is the primary function for us. It's basically a production and distribution facility for us. We cut all of our steaks and bake all of our desserts for all the restaurants except Copper Door. We do have a pastry chef that works on site. And then we distribute around 6 days a week to all the restaurants with vans, refrigerated vans. And they were doing this out of the Bedford T-Bones. And we ran out of room. I mean, we started doing this 25 years ago with one butcher and a half-time baker. Now we have two butchers, two full-time bakers, a part-time person, and a driver. So they were just out of room. So we found this opportunity. We bought it, and we carved out 3,000 square feet for a retail front. So you're going to be able to go in there and buy all of our steaks and things that we already produce, plus some other things. We're going to have a small section for sides. We're going to have, obviously, all the baked goods. We're actually going to have a little sandwich shop that's going to seat, like, I don't know, 25 or 30 people. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the second largest independent wine available. We're going to have the largest craft beer bottle at that location. So we're doing all kinds of stuff in that one building. It's 10,000 square feet, so we had a lot to work with. And look for that to open.
Getting evangelists a little run for their money, huh?
We love the location. It's very inner city, but the east side is a ton of people up there.
And
the price point that we're going to be at is going to be right where they want it. We're not going to be a high-end, specialty shop. It's mm-hmm. going to be right where people want it, value-driven.
Well, we can certainly take a look at what Tuscan Kitchen has done, Joe Farrell, mm-hmm. and then doing, and a lot of it is the overflow people that don't want to wait that long going to the Tuscan Market, where it's a little more casual and they have the food available that you have at your disposal. So it seems like it's a winning recipe.
Yeah,
totally.
I hope it is. Let me tell you about one more new thing that we're doing.
You know what? We need to take a short break.
All right.
You can tell us about
Tom Boucher, our guest.
Yes, Tom Boucher, you're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
For Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and we are in studio with Tom Boucher, CEO and owner of Great New Hampshire Restaurants, otherwise known as CJ's, Cactus Jack's, T-Bones, and Copper Door. And you're like full of so much information for us, and it's all stuff that I'm just amazed. It is really unbelievable.
That's it's one of the things I love about this business, because there's just so much to do. There's so many different opportunities and avenues, and that's what I love about my job.
It's fun. And you have to like what you do. You are so right.
And one of the things that I like to do, and our company is brave enough and has the courage enough to do it, is to throw something out there. See if it sticks, and if it sticks, you keep running with it. And we're small, and we're just big enough that we can do that, but we're small enough and nimble enough that we can try these different things. And one of the things that we're working on right now, it's another new company. It's called Critic.com, and you spell it K-R-I-D-D-I-K, Critic.com. And it's a way to give feedback to our restaurants privately. And the biggest word about that, meaning privately, is that it's never posted socially on any social review sites. And I am not afraid to say it. I can't stand Yelp. So if the listeners out there are listening, Yelp is very deceiving. And if you don't believe me, just Google it. Google Yelp lawsuits and you'll see what's going on. The reviews that are on those sites are estimated that 30% of them are not real reviews, that they're either paid. Yelp also filter out reviews. If you go and look at Copper Door's reviews on Yelp, I think we have something like 38 or 40 that you can see. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, there's over 100 that Yelp has filtered out. And you can, I'm not going to go any more about Yelp, but let me tell you about Critic. So the reason we started Critic was because we wanted our customers to be able to give us feedback in a way that's helpful. We want the feedback. We want to hear how we can improve. We want to hear how good an employee has done. So the way it works is you go on your smartphone, you go to critic.com, and you just basically follow what it says. It's three easy steps. You put the date you were there, the time you were there, and the most important critical feature is you take a picture of your receipt. And that is qualifying information that says you were actually there, and we appreciate that you were giving us this feedback. And so far, we've been doing this for 6 weeks, and we've received 10 times the amount of feedback combined between Yelp and TripAdvisor on the same. And 80% of them have been positive, and they're calling out employees by name, which allows us to go to that employee and say, you did a great job making that quesadilla. Because we look at the receipt, we know the time they were there, we know who the cook was that cooked that quesadilla, and we reward them. So it's a really valuable tool for us, and we're just now starting to approach other restaurants because we want the restaurant industry to succeed. Atta girl.
There you
I've
go.
I've talked to Victor at Copper Door about it.
Great.
And
it's a really, really, and it's the revenue side of it is small. You know, we're not looking to charge a lot for this service because it's going to be helpful for restaurant businesses. And quite frankly, the way we designed it, it's helpful for any industry. It can be for hotels. It can be for attractions. It can be for doctors. You know, because we're basically looking for how'd you like the service. Whatever service it might be, how'd you like the product? How'd you like the atmosphere? And that's it. And you can choose to just answer one of those or all three of them. And the comment field is limited to only 280 characters. Because as you know, when you're reading reviews, it can go on for pages and pages and pages.
Right.
I don't know where these people get time to do that.
All I want is succinct, really qualified, helpful information.
Exactly.
And you can get that done in two sentences.
Exactly.
Right. So
exactly.
Overwhelmingly positive. Have you taken anything from the negative feedback and made a change?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you think of an example?
Yeah. We had a comment about our clam chowder. We had recently changed a small ingredient on it, and somebody commented and said they noticed the change in flavor. And I hadn't personally tasted it myself. So I went back and I tasted it, and I'm like, you know what? This person's right. So we changed it back, you know, and like I never would have gotten that feedback. You know, a lot of times consumers, they want to either say something positive or negative, but they're uncomfortable calling the manager over to say something.
You're right.
And so they'll just go away and never come back. And so this gives people an opportunity to really give great feedback, positive or negative. In fact, the tagline is it's critic.com, and the tagline is, the good, the bad, the truth. And that's what we want.
So nobody's doing this that you're aware of?
There's nobody doing it. Huh. And we're really excited that we think we're pioneering a new way for people to give feedback privately to businesses as opposed to posting it publicly, which can be damaging to a business. And sometimes it's not even a true statement, you know, or maybe that person just having a bad day, you know. So we think we're on to something here.
How are you letting your customers know that you'd like them to be a part of that?
We have table tents that are out. Our staff encourages them to give us feedback. We have a poster, and we have with new companies that come on. So when the Red Arrow comes on, we have a whole collateral package that we're going to give them. It's table tents, a poster, and then inserts for their check presenters. And if they don't have check presenters, they can just put it right on the table. But it's been really, really positive. I mean, for us to get 10 times the amount in the 6 weeks, that if comparing what Yelp and Trip has given us is astounding.
I can't wait. I really can't
wait. You're
going to
love it. You are going to love it.
Well, you just signed up a client today. This
perfect.
This was a good thing. Who else is in right now? Give Tom a call, 866-823-1077. There'll be others, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. We're working with another large restaurant group in New Hampshire, yeah.
Okay.
And we just finished the dashboard, which is the piece you can go behind and you can see all the information aggregated, so you can actually look and see everything in one snapshot.
You still invested or working with the National Restaurant Association?
I sure am, yep. And that'll be another avenue to go,
yeah.
to go after. I have many colleagues around the country that
right.
own, you know, 1 to 1,000 restaurants. So.
How much of your time, because this is, I mean, a big organization.
Yeah. I've been on the board, the National Restaurant Association Board of Directors, for 10 years. We meet 3 times a year, and it is time consuming, but I see it as a, you know, giving back to the industry because I care about it and I want to see the industry succeed. So I travel to Chicago in the spring and D.C. in the fall, and then we go somewhere warm in the winter. We switch East Coast, West Coast to keep it fair.
This guy's got it all going on.
Oh,
Tom Boucher, CEO, owner, Great New Hampshire Restaurants, T-Bones, Cactus Jack's, Compradore, on the New Market on Golem. It used to be Golem's Market.
That's right.
Right.
At the end of Union Street.
T-Bones Market, yeah, on Union Street.
T-Bones Market.
And look for
Market.
Critic, C-R-I-D-D-I-K.
K-R-I.
Okay, sorry about
K-R-I-D-D-I-K.
That.
K-R-I-D-D-I-K.
All right.
Well, there you go.
So good to
Thanks
see
for having
you.
Me, you guys.
I know. So I
really appreciate it.
Lots yes,
of good news.
We'll have to have you back because I even have I still have more questions. But yes, we'll see everybody next week. It's Friday, so have a good day.
Bye.